You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Martina Castro. And now it's time for Artery, cultural coverage that's filmed in San Francisco. While The Birds and Vertigo may be some of the more obvious San Francisco films, a new exhibit showing at the Old Mint Building in San Francisco is exploring the obvious, the not-so-obvious, and the downright obscure. The exhibit is entitled The Stuff That Dreams Are Made Of, San Francisco and the Movies. And it shows scripts, collectibles, artwork, and posters from films shot in San Francisco. One room is dedicated to movie posters from classic noir films related to the city by the bay. They belong to local collector, author, filmmaker, and self-proclaimed noir fanatic, Eddie Muller, who has been collecting the posters for decades. KALW's Hannah Baba visited the exhibit with Muller and asked him first how many posters he has now.
Far too many. hundreds. I have hundreds of posters, but this one on the wall here, Born to Kill, was actually the first noir poster that I consciously sought out and bought. I had done my book, Dark City, The Lost World of Film Noir, and I said, I'm going to treat myself to a poster that I always wanted, and that was the one. Why? I'm not entirely sure. The poster always just really appealed to me. And
that led to the next and the next.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you understand the psychology of this. Yes, you're, as I put it, you're always chasing the dragon because it's like, oh, well, now. And it went from the one to, well, there are four, right? And the one next to it, Raw Deal, was one of the original quartet, along with The Strange Love of Martha Ivers and Nightmare Alley. Those were the four posters, and then I'll call it off.
Those are the ones that started it all. How did you choose which ones you would bring here to the Mint?
There has to be some connection to San Francisco. I mean, that was the point of the exhibit, right? So Born to Kill, set in San Francisco. Raw Deal, parts of it are in San Francisco, a complete fantasy vision of San Francisco. None of it was shot here. None of Raw Deal was shot here. Born to Kill, parts of the film were definitely shot here. They arrive on the ferry, and there's a scene at the ferry building, and there's a scene at the old Sutro Mansion out by the Cliff House, and there's a scene at Ocean Beach.
There's a kind of corruptness inside of you, Sam.
That'd drive most women off if they understood like you do.
Yes.
But not you. You have guts. Georgia told me how you found those two in Reno. You had guts then. You didn't yell or faint.
No.
And it wasn't only finding them dead. It was the way they were dead. The kid jailed in the doorway. The Palmer dame lying there under the sink.
Blood on her hair.
Blood all over the place, and you didn't yell.
No, I didn't.
Helen.
So yes, Born to Kill definitely uses San Francisco. And the poster on the end, Woman on the Run, is shot entirely in San Francisco. And it's a really, really terrific movie that we frankly rediscovered here at the Noir City Film Festival. The first year we did the festival, nobody had seen Woman on the Run in decades. And it was a film that I really sought out. And it took quite a while to unearth the only existing print of the film. And so that poster, I was happy to find that as well. That was not easy to locate.
And how do you find them? Would you just go on eBay, or how do you find them?
This is revealing my age now. None of this stuff was accessible on the internet. I mean, I wrote my book, Dark City, what, 12 years ago, right? You couldn't find this stuff on eBay 12 years ago. So, I mean, when I was really starting to look for these things, I mean, I found that Woman on the Run poster in a bookstore in Los Angeles, you know, and there were dealers who would have like poster collections in their garages and stuff, and I would, you know, search these people out and go and talk to them, and you know, there was this shared obsession that we all had. Now it's really easy because of eBay and the internet. I mean, it's insanely easy now.
When did you start becoming obsessed and a lover of films?
Well, it's funny. If you want to go back to the first film, it wouldn't be very noirish. I think it was Yogi Bear and Jellystone Park or something like that. I don't know. So it was in my early teens, I think. And I would cut school. And I would decide what day I was going to skip school by looking at TV Guide. And if the movie had night, street, city, big, any of those words in the title, then I said, oh, I'm probably going to like that one. Because it turns out that, you know, all these film noir movies have those words, the big sleep, the big heat, the big combo, right? Night without sleep, city that never sleeps, you know, the cry of the city, the naked city. I mean, it's just, okay, there you go.
What is it about noir in particular versus other films that did not have those words for you?
Well, the films are all about kind of the, you know, the dark side of human nature. Now, why that always appeals to me, I don't know. You'll have to talk to my analyst or something. I don't know. But seriously, though, my dad was a newspaper man. He worked, in fact, right in that building right across the street. But he was a newspaper man during that whole era, right, the mid-20th century. And I always felt that the world had changed rather significantly by the time I was a teenager. And I was I found his era very appealing to me. And so when I would see all these photographs of him in his prime and out on the town and at the boxing matches and everything, I wanted to know what that was about. And I saw it in these noir films. I saw that world in the noir films. And so I felt like I was watching, you know, home movies or something of my dad.
Tell me about Thieves' Highway and its connection to San Francisco.
Most of the film is shot in the old produce market down, which is now the Embarcadero Center. It used to be the San Francisco Produce Market, where all the people would come. All the wholesalers would have their operations there, and the buyers would come and get all of their vegetables and fruit and everything for their stores. They would go down there. The trains would come in, deliver stuff. Truckers were coming in all the time. And Thieves' Highway is set there, a story about a World War II veteran who comes to San Francisco to get revenge on a crooked produce broker who crippled his father in a trucking accident and cheated him out of his money and then jimmied the brakes or something in the truck so that his dad loses his legs. And then he comes to San Francisco to get revenge with a load of Golden Delicious apples to sell. Fantastic movie. I this is actually probably the film that started me on my way.
I gotta shut up. Pete's gotta shut up. How about Ed? How about Ed? 4 bits of box. How about Ed?
You're crazy. You busted my hand.
Does my pop have to shut up? Cut off both his legs.
I find older posters so much more interesting than new posters because they did take these odd risks to show things, and they're mostly painted. That's what I enjoy about them, right? That it's the work generally of anonymous artists working in the art department at these studios.
And then there's like the quote, the little quip.
Oh, yeah.
Bullets, women can't hold a man like this.
Yeah, how do bullets hold a man anyway? I don't know. Sometimes they don't even make sense, right? The coldest killer a woman ever loved. Well, that one I get. But bullets, women can't hold a man like this. It's fantastic, of course.